Up this morning before the sun, grab my gear to get some fishing done. Jump in my pickup, give her a crank. I gotta talk with Fishin' Frank. Fishin' Frank is the guy who'll know where the redfish and the tarpon go. From your boat or from the bank, the man to see is Fishin' Frank. 'Cause he's got the tackle and the know-how too, and more than willing to share with you. The guys with the most fish in their tanks have surely been to Fishin' Frank's. You gotta go to Fishin' Frank's, the one who knows his Fishin' Frank.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, ships at the sea and ships on the rocks, even a couple of you ships in calm water. I gotta tell you, it's time for the Area Fishing Report. And Fishin' Frank in the chair here, Robert in the chair across me, and Captain Carl in the guest seat. And we've got some fishing out there this week. And that was Bobby, by the way, and she's awesome. And she wrote that song for us.
Nothing like having your own custom songwriter.
Yeah, it was very cool. Very cool. All right, Frank, quit playing the guitar. All right. Boy, if I could ever get off that guitar, you know. Yeah, anyway. Let's see. Oh, you know what I don't have is I don't have the fishing report up. I guess we will talk about tent sale for just a second. We got tent sale coming up March 24th. Bigger, better, crazier than ever. It is going to be literally, to be quite honest with you, this is going to be one where it's either going to be the most awesome, just amazing, just oh my gosh sale you've ever seen, or it's going to be just a complete and utter disaster. You know, I'm hoping for the latter, but it could be the former. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's 50-50 at this point. I think it has the potential to be really cool or a disaster either way. We've got almost 50 factories coming. We got so many neat things. You're going to be shocked, amazed, befused, and befuddled. So anyway, we're going up in the Peace River system. Who's got what up in the Peace River?
Well, I've got just a couple of real minor reports.
Is that you, Robert?
Yep.
Robert. Well, hi, Robert.
Hi.
Okay.
Should I jump up
by
the
reports?
Minor reports.
What do we got?
There has been some snook over more towards the Shell Creek area, along with some juvenile tarpon. And then a lot of visuals of some bigger tarpon in the Navigator / water treatment plant, even down to the power lines towards you. Nobody's caught any yet, but I have heard of a handful of guys seeing them, and there was a couple of guys going out today to go see if they could get into them. Other than that, I haven't heard about the jacks or any of that. How about you, Carl?
The main thing has been the tarpon and the snook. Everything else kind of went quiet up there.
Yeah. And you're talking about right over there by the Shell Creek area or anywhere in particular?
Shell Creek, right at the mouth of Shell Creek, and then all the way up to the RV park.
Okay. So, about the same.
Yeah, I'm going to get up there one day this week and go play with them.
Well, let me know. I'll ride up with you. Or, I'm actually, you know, I have that float thing for my boat that I've been struggling with and can't. Guy came up with a really cool idea. I got to talk to the factory. And I am hoping to be able to go on and tell you what thing I bought for my boat and how cool and great it is and all that very soon. I've been keeping my mouth shut because I didn't want to complain about it, because they are nice people. It's just I have a very unusual boat, and I told them, I said, grant you, I have a step hull, I have high speed pickups, you know, it's not a boat like a company out of Minnesota is dealing with. They said something interesting, though. They actually said they're coming out with something new, and they might get this one and give me another one, which may be awesome. But, you know, I like the idea of everything I got for my boat, and if it would work,
it
would
be
awesome. But, you know, and I mentioned how I was getting my boat off, and he said, oh, we don't want that on YouTube. I said, but I'm not going to do that to you. I said, I like you guys. You've always been really nice. I won't do that to you. So anyway, oh, let me go back and make sure I get that ready. And I'm going to go down and get Robert's boat here in the water here. Hopefully this week we'll have Robert's boat in the water. Just in time for the tarpoonies to come around.
Oh, they're here.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. We get in the water this week. We got the tarpon. Okay, we're going around I-75. Anything up I-75?
Crickets.
Anything, Carl?
A couple of black drum. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's not very many of them being caught, but there has been a few black drum on crab.
You know, try and tell people, if you're going to read the fishing report, click on Radio Fishing and follow us along while you look down the report, because, you know, all I did was put possible black drum there, you know. It's all right. But 41 Bridge, what do we got? 41 Bridge. There's a little thing there, SOS. I'm going to throw him a commercial because he's getting the boat ready for Robert, and he's doing me several big favors on getting that boat ready, you know, making sure all the switches work, make sure everything's all up to date. The only thing Robert and I are going to have to do once I get it back from SOS is bottom paint it and put new lights on it.
Hey, didn't we do that once already?
How many times have we done that with different boats? That's why I'm giving it to Robert. Okay, there you go, Robert. Your boat.
My headache now.
You got a lot of practice doing that on that boat. Sand in it first, give it a little rough edge.
Yeah.
And then lay down and pretty much wear it. Don't wear no good clothes, though.
No, it's gonna, everything will be disposable at that point.
Yeah, because
I've bottom painted a boat before. It's
we
not
were covered.
Yeah, but awesome boat, big 24 mm-hmm. skiff. So, all right, 41 Bridge is where we're at.
There's been some snook there, mostly small guys in the early morning, and then during the daytime, they've actually been catching a couple Spanish mackerel and a handful of trout right around the power lines. A lot of little glass minnows and some small thread fins have moved in through there, so it's been getting a little bit more active, but nothing major.
Yeah, I enjoy trolling around that bridge. I don't know why. I guess I've been doing it for so many years that when I go by, I'll put a storm twitch, and, you know, I can't believe I don't really have any more of, what's the name of that goofy lure, Mavericks, that I used to pull through there. I just catch so many fish with those Mavericks, and I just can't find them anymore. I've got a couple bags of big ones, but I'm still looking for some smaller ones. Hopefully I'll find somebody who's got some in a warehouse somewhere. All right, power pole, 41 Bridge. What you got, Carl?
There've been a few reports of whiting being caught. And I mean, there's a lot of people up there. I don't know what they're all fishing for every day.
Man, did you see all the people fishing off the bridge
today?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
When I was going over to that Big Boy Toy Expo this morning, there had to be 20 people up on that bridge fishing.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's loaded. And I didn't see the troll up there.
Yes, he was there.
He was there?
Yep.
Okay,
oh,
so
sure.
That means there's cobia there.
Yep.
Or we're hoping that there's cobia there.
So,
I haven't gotten no reports. That's why I didn't say cobia, but...
Yeah, there is one guy, and he's like the bridge troll. And when you see him up there, you know a tarpon are either there or going to be there very soon. Because whatever else he is, the guy he goes after tarpon.
Cobia.
Anyway, see, that's how I get off track. All right. So anyway, 41 Bridge. Where are we going? All right. Why not? I got to clean this up. Lashley Pier is where we're at.
Just a handful of small snook, a couple of sheep's head, and a couple of trout.
Yep. Small trout is what I've been hearing mostly of.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing major, but at least you can go there and bend a rod and keep the kids entertained. There has been some good-sized ladyfish there at night. You know, once the sun goes down, I'm hearing of some ladyfish, but overall, still a little weird. I think this bait's definitely going to make things a little happier over there.
Oh, it always does. It's what we need to get the harbor alive, and it's all finally working out. The storm shutter people you see on the fishing report, good folks, by the way. I actually had them do my house. It's pretty awesome. But I am having them come back out and put some clear panels. I got these roll-down shutters over my front windows.
Accordions?
Yeah, they literally roll down. They're electric. You hit a button and they go up and come down. But on the back door, he put the clear panel so you could see out a little bit. I don't have any on the front window, and put a couple in the front window. So anyway, sorry about that. Bayshore Pier.
Very slow.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of anything at all this week.
Been hearing of a few small sharks, but not very many.
Okay, waiting for the North Pier to open.
Yeah. Well, a little bit better tide activity, too.
Some small bull sharks. That's what's been caught.
The water's been so funky over there with the weird tides lately. It's either blowing way, way high or super, super low.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If I could spell sharks, we could move on to the next. S-H-A-R-K, not R-R-K. All right. And have is not spelled like that. Okay, and now we're moving on, and we're into the Port Charlotte Canal systems. What are we talking about in the Port Charlotte Canals?
Daytime, a lot of jacks.
Big jacks.
Handful of snook, mangrove snapper, and some sheep's head in pretty much every one of the canals. And then at night, you know, around the bridges, and even down by the mouths of the canals, the snook, ladyfish, and even a couple of trout are doing pretty well. Last night we got a trout that was probably about 16, 18 inches long off the dock. Big ladyfish the night before. Like a big ladyfish, like 2.5 pounds.
Wow.
It was a giant.
There's been, back towards the O'Hara waterway, there's been some 10, 15 pound jacks, and there's been some big snook back there.
Those, like, swimming around by your grandma's dock?
Yep. Just nice. The cove right before.
Okay.
My buddy was there yesterday. He was going back there today right before we started this, so I don't know how he did today, but yesterday he got a bunch of 10, 15 pound jacks, and he got like a 38 inch snook.
Nice.
All right. And I was actually able to type most of that almost legibly. All right, Elgin Pier. What's going on at the Elgin Pier?
There's been a few sheep's head and a couple of trout, but the daytime's been a little quiet. The nighttime has definitely picked up a little bit more with some whiting, believe it or not, and a handful of good-sized snook and very few trout, but the trout that the guys are catching are like 20, 22 inchers. You know, and all that's been at night between the two bridges around the lights, basically. You know, what about you?
On the side that you have to fish by boat, there have been a few redfish being caught off of that one up closer to the shore.
Oh, really?
They're using shrimp trying to catch sheep's head, I believe, is what they're trying to catch, and they're getting them as a bycatch.
Now, what are they getting?
Redfish.
Wow.
That's pretty surprising. You don't hear about that very often. Not there.
Oh, it might be all the redfish from up the Mayaca moving out.
Where was Josh going?
I have no idea.
Leaving with his backpack on. That was weird.
Maybe he's going out there to download stuff.
Oh, he usually does that in the office. Okay, anyway, enough of the inner store gossip. Mayaca River area as a whole. Give me a place and a fish.
North end of the Mayaca cutoff is all I've been hearing about, to be honest. Some snook, handful of sheep's head. A guy did catch one pompano there. He said he saw a couple jump as he was pulling in, but just only managed to catch one. And then a lot of little rat reds mixed in with the whole thing, pitching underneath some of those deeper holes and under the bushes.
You know, on the Elgin Bean side, there's been a lot of big snook. There's been a lot of trout right at the mouth of the Mayaca cutoff. Once you get up inside the cutoff, like in the middle, there's been quite a few redfish. Most of them on your smaller slot size or undersized redfish, but there's been a lot being caught on shrimp. Tippy Canoe has some pretty good sized snook running around in there around those oyster beds right now. There's a few redfish in there, and if you stay out off of, you know, out in the little deeper water right before you get Tippy Canoe, they're doing pretty good on trout and ladyfish over there.
Any size of ladyfish?
Just average, normal size ladyfish.
No numbers or anything like that? Just kind of...
Yeah, they're just drifting out there, throwing paddle tails, and they're getting trout and ladyfish.
All right. That is going to take us to the conundrum spot. And the conundrum is there anything going on in the South Gulf Cove canals?
Right at the locks. Right at the locks has been a couple of redfish and a handful of snook. Most of the snook I'm hearing about are small, but the redfish have been, like Carl was saying with Mike, either lower end slot or just under the slot. But at least a handful of them right there in that immediate area of the lock.
Okay, anything from you, Carl?
Nope. I haven't heard anything from there.
All right, we're going to abandon ship and head down the west wall.
West wall is starting to pick up. We're starting to get higher water, so the fish are starting to move on to the west wall and be more comfortable over there. There's redfish more towards the south end of the west wall right now, and there seems to be more snook towards the north end of the west wall right now. But most definitely the west wall is picking up, and there are some pompano running the bar down towards the south end of the west wall.
Yeah, I think the southeast wind has been pushing over a lot of little bait fish and raising that water up high enough underneath those bushes to get it active, plus as warm as it's been lately. That's kind of the same things I've been hearing about.
Okay. Well, what's going on at Cape Hayes? And look, I got Don Riggs' thing up there. And I still owe money for the last job. I'm going to pay him this week. I'm getting paid off. He does good concrete work.
Yes, he does.
All right. Cape Hayes, Muddy Bay.
Cape Hayes, basically bonnet heads, a few trout. That's really about it, honestly, that I've heard of.
If you get on the inside of the bar between the deep trough right there along the mangroves, there's quite a few snook hanging out in there. We did get a couple flounder there the other day. You know, if you get up inside Muddy Bay, there's trout inside Muddy Bay. There's some ladyfish. A few sheep's head, and we did pull out a couple nice redfish out of Muddy Bay the other day too, out of that deep water. But on Cape Hayes bar, I mean, it's covered up with sharks right now, from bonnet heads to little black tips to little bull sharks. And I did have a 9-foot come under my boat the other day eating my mullet heads.
Really? That's pretty awesome.
Good
Robert's,
fish.
Robert's looking at you, nodding his head like, wow, really?
It was
sorry,
a good
Robert,
start.
Radio show. Nodding the head now. Robert's like, wow, yeah, all right.
I mean, we were so cool when one of those go underneath the boat, you know, regardless whether you're fishing for them or not, just to see that kind of stuff.
We were fishing for
awesome.
Redfish, and you know, I was using mullet, and the one of the guys on the boat was like, oh, look, there's a dolphin. I was like, well, that's the last thing we want to see. Next thing you know, the guy's like, well, dolphin disappeared. I was like, good. You know, 5 minutes later, he's like, dolphin's back. I said, oh man, where's he at? He's like, right under the boat. I looked down, I took my glasses off, and I gave him my glasses, and as soon as he put them on, he backed up into the middle of the boat. I watched that shark come under the boat 4 times and eat my mullet heads that I was dropping off the side.
Really?
Yep. And I was like, now's not the time you want to follow me.
No, you don't want to fall in right now.
I tell you what, it was a big shark. He was fat. He was eating good.
And the problem with a bull shark is you never know what they're going to do. If it's a hammerhead or any other type of shark, you have some idea of what it might do. But with a bull shark, it could literally come up and rub you, scratching it, you know, like rubbing its head on your leg, or bite your leg off.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to tell. He could get curious and just say, oh, I wonder what that tastes like. Or he could be your buddy or run from you. There's no way to know what a bull shark will do. They're just literally one of the craziest creatures on the planet. Anybody who thinks, okay, this is the way a bull shark acts is out of their mind.
I ain't going to lie. It made my hair stand up.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, that's a good one.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, you see them, it's just cool as all get-go just to watch them swim around, let alone swim under the boat with the clarity that's out there for the most part.
He did it 4 times. He came under. I watched him eat one of the mullet heads. He swam off. He came back. 4 times he did it.
You know what I'm going to look up? Because I'm looking at this while you're talking. And the name of the place is Bull Bay. Now, is that bull shark or bull as in cattle? Because they used to run a lot of cattle there. Mm-hmm. Part of what people don't remember is Cattle Dock Point and Gasparilla Island, Boca Grande, dead ended the railroad, and they shipped a lot of cattle out of both places. And so was Bull Bay named that way for a bull, as in, you know, like a cattle bull, male cow, or was it named for bull sharks? I have no idea. Now, you can almost guess why Turtle Bay is Turtle Bay, but you know.
But see, that's the funny thing. I don't hardly ever see any turtles in Turtle Bay.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with now. When that was named was a long time ago, and that bay was probably 5 to 8 feet deeper.
Mm.
Maybe more. Because you got to remember, there's a Spanish galleon in Bogus Hole. There's a Spanish galleon in there. And you can barely get your flats boat there now.
Yeah, you can. So, I tried a couple weeks ago.
So if you can't get your flats boat up there, but 400 years ago or 500 years ago, they had two Spanish galleons there. Because the only reason it's still there is because pirates grabbed it, drug it in there, looted it, and didn't want anybody to find it, just left it there. And it sunk. And there's another one off of Cape Hayes. But if... if there was room for one Spanish galleon in Bogus Hole, there was two there. That's the only reason it would still be there is somebody drug it in there and looted it. And you're probably talking 15, 1600s when that happened. So this is the 2000s, so that, you know, 400 years ago probably. So maybe 500 years ago. But at that point, you could get a Spanish galleons into Bogus Hole.
Yeah, I tried about a month ago. It's all overgrown. You need a kayak to get in there now.
Yeah.
I had to reverse all the way out of there. That's a long reverse.
And, you know, people think, well, but when the boats don't go through there, they don't keep the trees trimmed back.
Yep.
And so, all right, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, what's going on?
A lot of trout. A whole lot of trout throughout that 3 to 6 feet of water range. So look for some deeper sand holes, some of the deeper troughs. Soft plastics are by far the key point right now. A couple guys are catching some bigger ones on pinfish, but the key to it is drift. If you're anchoring up, you're wasting your time. Cover some ground, cover some real estate. Bycatch has been the incidental ladyfish, bluefish, Spanish mackerel, and bonnethead. And then I'm also hearing of some snook and some redfish up along the main part of the shorelines, up under the bushes and near some of the deeper troughs and deeper sand holes. Because there again, that water temperature has come up a lot inside there. And
77, I marked yesterday.
77 in there?
Yes.
That's pretty toasty. So it's got the fish looking for some of the deeper spots to hang out just a little cooler.
And they're also going to be up underneath the mangrove branches.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's quite a few redfish, like Robert was saying, all over, you know, the main walls and Turtle Bay. Right now in the back, there's something that's not right in the water. I brought white bait back there the other day, and I was running through a shallow section because I was in the bigger boat, and I didn't want to suck up mud, so I had it on a recirc. Well, every bait I took out of the live well I threw in the water was dead within 30 seconds.
Could have been straight out lack of oxygen. Was it real slow tide?
Yeah, the tide was slow that day.
A lot of times what you get back there is dead spaces with no oxygen in them. And because if there's no waves on the water to put air back in, no rain, no air, if the water's real flat, it quite often will just go devoid of oxygen. And that happens a lot in these little bays and stuff where the oxygen just right out of the water.
Because I like fishing in the back, but we had to leave from the back because, I mean, it just wasn't doing very well back there. And we came more up towards the front, you know, middle. And we started doing very well on the snook and redfish up along the banks.
I'd say oxygen issue more than anything. All right. Cape Hayes Reef, Danger Reef, either or.
Spanish Spanish mackerel at both places. Not great numbers, but been some Spanish mackerel there. One short cobia guy was telling me he caught, and he saw a couple other ones with it, but couldn't tell how big they were.
Anything, Carl?
Danger has small snapper on it. I'm taking it that there's a couple of Goliath grouper there sitting right now because we got wrecked the other day, and there was nothing we could do about it. It was just one of them things where you're reeling up a fish, and next thing you know, it stops and goes back down to the bottom. But there has been some cobia on Danger Reef too. Most of them have been shorts. But there are some big jacks running that whole area. There's a lot of bait out there on the top of the surface, and there's been some big jacks cruising, blowing the water up early in the morning. Every morning they're out there, and they're big jacks.
I get it. possibly tomorrow or Monday, I'm going to go and work on that boat thing again. And if I can get that going, I'm going out this week because the fishing's on right now. This is literally, boys and girls, go fishing this week, maybe next week, but you got to get out now. This is going to be some of the best of the year. You've got a week to a month of some of the most amazing fishing you're ever going to see. Get out and do it. Yep. This is, it's all about now. Okay, Gasparilla Sound, Tailing Flats, backside of Boca.
Why'd you book our calendar so much? How are we supposed to get out and fish with all this calendar being so full?
Well, tomorrow we're back at the Big Boy Toy Expo. And then Tuesday night we're in Northport. And Thursday night we're at Englewood Fishing Club. And then
Monday night you're at Windmill.
Yeah, oh, Monday night. Yeah, okay. Back.
Oh, good call, Robert.
Oh, good save. So literally tomorrow night I'm at Windmill.
Monday night.
Or Monday night, yeah. It's tomorrow, Sunday, I'm Big Boy Toys. And Monday I'm at Windmill. Tuesday we're in Northport. Thursday we're in Englewood.
And Wednesday's set up for the boat show.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and
how are you going to do Thursday's Sunday talk out there?
I'm going to leave early from the... You and I are going to have to leave early from the boat show. We'll let them guys tear down, and you and I will be leaving early going to Englewood. Because you and I are going to do the Englewood one. All right.
You just got voluntold.
I'm good with that.
I know you are.
He likes being in Englewood.
He's amazing at it. There's no question about it. Yep. But I was just more concerned about the fishing aspect.
Yeah, okay. Gasparilla Sound Tailing Flats, what we got.
My book is full.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to be... No problem. Oh, wait a minute. Problem.
And problem. You know. Yeah. I think we've got like 4 days off in March. All right. Gasparilla Sound Tailing Flats.
From devilfish all the way up to catfish all across those flats is a lot of small trout with an occasional bigger one. Some Spanish mackerel, occasional bluefish, occasional ladyfish, and then all on the shoreline from Ko Palau, Widden, catfish. Not so much inside those, but on the outside perimeters, a lot of snook. Most of them are smaller with a few really big studs and a handful of redfish. And then it's almost a mirror image over there on the backside of Boca Grande around Three Sisters, with the exception of a few more sheep's head right around those docks behind the Three Sisters.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few snook piled up on Ko Palau right now with, you know, a bunch of scattered redfish mixed in with them. Once you get up into, like, Whitting Creek, there's still, the trout are still doing very, very well up in Whitting Creek, and there's a lot of ladyfish in there. I mean, 2 days ago we were up in there just throwing artificials, because that's what I've been doing lately for the trout. We've been getting some big, you know, 25-inch trout out of there. Artificial Z-Man bait underneath the float, just popping it twice, let it sit, and that's how we're doing very, very well in the trout fishing over there.
Carl was so excited. Z-Man's coming to the tent sale.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. Yeah. You know, because these are the factory people, boys and girls. This isn't like the rep from Z-Man. He will be here, and there'll probably be some pro staffers. This is literally people from the factory. You get to meet the guys.
You know, Catfish Creek is doing very well on the redfish. There's a lot of redfish in Catfish Creek. If you have a kayak, you're going to be in a big advantage right now, because there's a lot of redfish in the back where most boats can't get to. And back there, you know, a kayak is a great thing back there. Even if you have a boat, bring your boat out there, drop your kayak in the water, anchor your boat up, and kayak in. But there's a lot of redfish in the back of Catfish Creek right now. You know, cut pinfish has been working very, very well on them, and cut mullet have been working also very well.
All right. And going to the Placida Pier, Placida Trestle, what do we got?
A lot of snook. There's a lot of snook starting to move up on that trestle right now. You know, there's still some sheep's head there, not as many, but there still are some sheep's head. There's snapper. There's also quite a few bonnethead sharks on the trestle itself. I had a client that I seen the other day when I was driving by them, and she texted me, and they're like, we're up to like 15 bonnetheads right now. And they were throwing shrimp, you know, trying to catch sheep's head.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same what I've been hearing too. Not a lot of guys night fishing yet, but by Thursday it should pick up, because Thursday snook season opens.
That's right. Snook season opens next week. Awesome. All right. And going on cleaning up a little bit of my old spelling as I go along. Okay, Lemon Bay. What do we got in Lemon Bay?
Lots of nice trout. I've been getting some good reports on trout through there. Same thing though, guys drifting, catching the better fish, using either soft plastic, you know, paddle tails, or small size pinfish, you know, silver dollar to maybe, you know, three finger size, you know, and just drifting them along under a float and doing really well on them. 22, 24 inch trout I'm hearing about. Yep. Occasional redfish, occasional snook up underneath the docks, but the trout have been the main thing I've been hearing about.
Ski Alley is filled up with snook. This past week, there's a lot of snook that moved into Ski Alley. There's also still quite a few sheephead on those dock systems that are up inside Ski Alley. But the best thing up there is, like Robert said, is trout. Trout, trout, trout. I mean, my number one thing for trout now is those Z-Man baits, just because you could put one of them on and fish them all day long.
Yeah, we were having a discussion. He says, you know, well, this company, you know, you only catch two fish on their bait and it falls apart. I can fish that Z-Man all day. He said, that's going to put that other company out of business. I said, really? Which one's making more money? The one where you go through six or eight baits a day, or the one where you go through one and it's still good the next day?
You made a good point on that
one. I mean, you know, at some point, you know, they got to make money, stay in business. But I think Z-Man's doing okay. I don't think there's any problem. Anger Pier.
A few sheephead, a few whiting, and a couple of trout, and a lot of small snapper. And then there's also been a couple of nice bonnet heads being caught off of there. Most of the things have been right around the bridge, which we'll get to, but the pier itself, I finally got some feedback on it.
Okay. Carl, you got anything?
Only thing I've been really hearing about there is the nighttime snook. Yeah, this nighttime snook's been doing pretty well. A lot of people have been throwing spool techs for them. Not the big ones, but, you know, the medium-sized
six spool inch. Tech.
Yes.
Yeah, 6 inch is a pretty impressive bait to throw at them. Yep. And you can cast it a mile, so if you want to cast at the bridge or just fish around under your feet.
Well, see, a lot of them are, what they're doing now is they're throwing it out by the pylons, and they're letting it sink all the way to the bottom, and then they're starting to retrieve it up.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be the way that lure works the best.
All right. Robert, what were you going to say about around the bridge?
A lot of sheep's head. Been a couple of juvenile tarpon there. But the sheep's head and then the snook at night have been pretty impressive. The sheep's head have been running up to, you know, I had one guy, he caught 3 20-inch sheep's head off of there. You know, he was pretty excited. Those were his biggest sheep's head this year so far. So he was pretty excited about it. He had his wife take a picture of him with him, and he was just like, I mean, it was literally the only 3 he had on the stringer, because he said the other ones were nice. You know, he said they were 15 or so, but he said these 3 were
right there. They weren't able to be on the same stringer.
Yeah. No, they would have looked. I mean, it's amazing the difference of, you know, 3 to 5 inches on a sheep's head with the girth. You know, they just got so much more wider or taller.
Now, let me see. A little bit of Diet Mountain Dew for some energy here.
What, you whistle a little bit?
I'm cracking my fingers, getting ready, because this is the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm going to be typing a lot here in a second.
At least he knows.
Yeah. The funny part is the potential is there, but it's been weird this week because it's been pretty sporty out there.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. It's been very sporty this week, especially yesterday.
The handful of guys that went out did pretty good, but there's a lot of people that thought they were going out and had to reevaluate their situation when they made it to the passes.
All right, what's out there?
The
near mackerel, right?
Yep, all around the nearshore reefs from 2 to 10 miles out, there's some kings and Spanish. Lots and lots of bait. You know, cigar minnows, thread fins, even some white bait and some glass minnows. And the glass minnows are actually big enough where you could actually really truly call them anchovies.
Mm-hmm.
I've even heard of one guy got into some Spanish sardines out there by the power pole reef the other day. So the life out there is really lit up pretty well. It wouldn't surprise me if we start seeing a lot more cobia out there. There has been some cudas around.
There's been cobia out there.
I've heard of a few, just not a ton yet. Yep. I just think it's going to blow up quickly with as much baits around.
A lot of bonita.
Heck, it wouldn't even surprise me if a sailfish moved in real close to shore because of the way the wind direction has been blowing and everything out there. Yep. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Because usually April, the guys will run into them while they're out there looking for those really early tarpon schools.
Yeah. I really want to do get out and get into some of those blackfin. Man, they're good eating.
They're out there right now.
Oh, and the fight that they put on is absolutely utterly amazing.
We got to get my boat and just one afternoon we run out there because I'm quite a ways away, but I can be there and out to where we need to be fishing in 40, 45 minutes.
Or you could just meet me at the boat ramp out there and we could be there a lot quicker.
Yeah. But you're booked all the time. Captain Coral Buttigieg of KB Backcountry Charters.
Afternoon when I get
this
done.
This guy is so booked. It's unbelievable. So, yeah. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll, after you're done with the charter and all beat up and kind of useless, I'll go out there. And that way I won't feel so bad when, you know, like the last time I went, you were just mocking my fishing skills, you know. Okay. Okay. Redfish, Captiva, Boca Grande, Little Gasparilla, Stump Pass, Venice Jetties. Pick one. Tell me what's there.
I'll pick Captiva.
Okay.
Captiva's got some sheep's head in it, some mangrove snapper, the occasional spinner / black tip shark, and the occasional sandbar shark moving in through there. And then, of course, some Spanish. And that's about it as far as Captiva. Wow. And it's almost a mirror image of Boca Grande. I mean, I'm hearing the same stuff at Boca Grande, except for I'm hearing a lot more sheep's head at Boca Grande.
Okay.
I'd go to Venice.
All right.
Venice Jetties.
What's going on in the Venice Jetties?
Oh, I mean, there's mackerel. There's a lot of big snook that are starting to move out on those jetties. They're catching sheep's head. They're catching snapper. There's some small sharks. There's a little bit of everything out there right now at the Venice Jetties. There's a lot of bait around there, too. There's been a lot of good fishing going on off the Venice Jetties. And I just feel like you have little bit more options there, because if one side's not doing good and you see that there's not that many people on the other side, you could just take a nice little ride, cool off in the AC in your vehicle, and go to the other one.
Yeah,
you got a good point there. That is one of the benefits about that place. Like, it's what, 2 minutes drive around the corner to the other side.
Okay. Walking the beaches. I got to go out and get some more pictures of places to go walk on the beach out there, because I've had these same two spots up, and it's just, there's so many dozens of places to go walk the beach and fish, and I just don't have too many done. So anyway, pick a spot. Tell me what you, let's just say if you're going to go up by Manasota Key up there, whiting, flounder, pompano, what would you think? Anything?
A couple of whiting and a couple of pompano up there at Middle Beach, you know, the flats, whatever you want to call it. And honestly, that's really the only place I've heard of with anybody doing some beach fishing without being right next to the pass.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard for a lot of the people in the public to go there, but, you know, Don Pedro, the island, I mean, I've been talking to the same group of people every single morning because I'm going out there to catch bait. There's a lot of snook starting to move up out on that beach. There's a lot of pompano. There's whiting. I'm seeing bonnethead sharks on the beach. I mean, there's a lot of fish on that stretch of beach right now, and those people are doing very, very well fishing right there off the beach.
Okay.
I mean, I caught a stupid shark in a cast net the other day that I didn't see.
I was surprised he didn't tear your net all up.
No, it was a bonnethead. I think that's the only way I got lucky.
Because every time I got a shark of any kind in my cast net, I ended up with at least a 4 to 6 inch hole in it from the tail or a tooth or something, a pack fin, something rips that net.
No, I got lucky.
That's really lucky. All right, Ponderosa, Sanibel, what's going on down there?
I haven't heard anything down there except for at the causeway.
I mean, I was down. I fished down there all day yesterday.
Not quite there. Did you go all the way to Sanibel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I ran all the way to Sanibel. That's where I started, and I worked my way back.
Gotcha. All right.
You know, Sanibel through the St. James City area, that whole big grass flat area out there, there's doing very, very well on trout. There's a lot of ladyfish running around out there with a few Spanish mackerel. You know, there's some really big snooks sitting, hanging around in the Sanibel Causeway. There's also some tarpon starting to show up there. You know, the sheep's head bite's been doing pretty good over around those main docks right there at the main part of the river where it dumps into the causeway. There's been some very good sheep's head fishing going on. I think they're all staging up to start pushing out, so...
Yeah, they're saying it's getting warm, we gotta go somewhere else.
If you're gonna sheep's head fish, now's the time to do it, because they're all balled up and they're good-sized sheep's head. They're all big sheep's head that are getting together. The redfish are doing very, very well down by, like, Christmas Island. Cut pinfish have been doing the best on them, and cut mullet.
Okay. All right, now let's see what else. I can't believe. Oh, I was wondering why it was telling me I misspelled Christmas. Needs a capital C. I'm looking, going, wait a minute. I know I spelled Christmas right. Okay. Let's see. We got the Caloosahatchee River, and I'm hearing about trout by Cape Coral. Be all right. That's by the bridge, and big snook up by the trestle,
and up by the lock. That one I did get a report, and then Josh was talking about this morning also because he had a report too.
And anything else going on in Caloosahatchee? Should be a ton of snappers up there. The sheephead fishing, right by 41, ought to be good, but. It's hard to get reports.
Yeah, I didn't have to go that far up in there yesterday.
All right, that's going to take us over to Matt Lachey. Or up to Matt Lachey.
I had a guy yesterday. He fly fished all day.
Yeah.
And I had two other guys that were using, greenbacks, regular stuff. The guy with the fly, he was catching snook all day long. Snook and trout. No matter where we went, he was catching snook on that fly. It was a pink and white fly. He had a little bit of green in it, and that's the main color he threw. He tried a black one, couldn't get it to work. But other than that, we caught flounder around all those oyster beds. We caught sheep's head. We caught a lot of snook. And there's a lot of redfish, but the redfish are very scattered. There's like one every 50 yards or two every 50 yards. And they're all moving. They're not sitting still. But Matt Lachey is doing very, very well right now. There's a lot of fish down there. The snook are really balled up, but, there's quite a few redfish, but they are very spread out.
Yeah, I got sheep's head and snook right there off the Matt Lachey Bridge itself. A few mangrove snapper, but they've all been very small guys. But the snook and the sheep's head definitely been piled up pretty good right around there.
Yeah. Okay. And that's going to take us to Pine Island Sound.
A lot of good mixed reports down there. The bigger trout, same thing, kind of similar to Lemon Bay. Just drifting across some of those flats, jigging your paddle tails. You are losing some to Spanish mackerel and bluefish. And then the puffer fish kind of seem to have moved back in down there pretty well, from what I've been hearing. And then the snook have been decent, but not a lot of good reports. Mostly all small guys. And then the redfish have been super scattered, especially down there by the shacks and Captiva rocks. But they're a little bit better quality. They're kind of in that mid to upper end slot size.
What are by the rocks?
Redfish,
okay. That's what I thought.
And then I've also heard of some bigger snook and redfish up there towards Yuseppa. And a couple of those islands right there in that area around Mondongo.
Yeah, Yuseppa, Mondongo has quite a few redfish around it.
Alright, that's pretty close to Boquille area. I can put that in there too, Jug Creek.
Mondongo and Yuseppa.
Red Roof.
What?
The Red Roof House.
Yeah.
That's got a lot of redfish out in that flat right now.
I don't know if I've ever had that pointed out to me.
It's just for the shack to the
north. It's a house.
Oh, there's a house there?
Yeah, okay. It's just past Pineland.
Oh, gotcha.
Going south right past Pineland. It's the only red roof that you can see out there.
In that big bay.
Yeah, it's a pretty shallow grass flat, but there's a lot of fish.
But
yeah.
It's that bay right there with that real shallow area.
Yep.
Yeah. I used to have a secret for fishing that. It's definitely environmentally an eco nuts would freak, but I mean, I caught a lot of fish doing it. Okay. It was all legal. It was just weird. All right. So Jug Creek shows in Boquilla. If you ask me about it sometime in the store, I'll tell you. All right. Jug Creek show, Boquilla. How's it going there in that specific spot?
A few trout. Not as many. Most have been on the smaller side, but over at Boquilla, they're still catching some sheep's head off of it. Couple of small flounder and a couple of small pompano, but overall been a little bit quiet. A lot of glass minnows moving into that area, so it wouldn't surprise me if the Spanish started moving there pretty good out on that entire flat.
There's quite a few snook piled up on them docks on Boquilla, on those outer docks. There's a lot of snook, a lot. You know, most of them are on the 20-inch range right around there, but there's a lot of snook.
You know, I've come into another weird thing. When I type lots of, I get a space between the T and the S, yeah. And it lots of. I don't know why I've been typing that. I'm looking at them, trying to correct as I go down from prior reports. And I'm like, what kind of idiot types that way? Okay, burnt store in Two Pines.
I haven't gotten any good reports around there.
Two Pines is full of snook. As soon as you get inside that outer wall on that deep inner cut, I mean, that whole inner island system is doing very, very, very well on snook. If you get up in like the Buzzard Bay area, there's some very large snook, like a big oversized, and there's quite a few redfish in the back of Buzzard Bay. Back there by like that airboat hole that everybody, all the airboats go in, there's a lot of fish back there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you to show me exactly where that is on a chart.
Because I got the skeeter in there yesterday.
I was looking at where it was, and I said, well, it's either here or here, and I couldn't remember exactly which one it was. It's been, I don't know, 5 years since I've been down there.
I pulled up on the way I normally go in on the troll. I stopped early, and I tried to come in on the trolling motor for skeeter, and it wasn't happening. So I had to troll motor all the way around, and I found one little cut that I floated in. I was like, yes.
That's skeeter you bought. Captain Carl has a new boat. He bought a skeeter from up in Engman Marine, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, this is a gorgeous boat. Now, in those low winter tides, he's still got his other one, and he can still running nothing on that other boat. But this new boat takes that rough water a lot better and a lot more comfortable.
Especially yesterday. Ride. Yesterday, oh man. Oh.
What a gorgeous boat that thing is. All right, anyway, we got to keep going. We're running out of time. So, east side, Cormorant Key, you know, anywhere on the east side, what do we got?
A handful of bonnet heads started to show up there around the Pirate Harbor area. Lots of little mangrove snapper around all those barrier islands with an occasional redfish and a lot of little peanut snook. Other than that, haven't heard much for trout at all.
Trout fishing has been very slow over there.
It's not as exciting on the trout, even in that deeper water, just not a whole lot of reports on it.
Snook fishing has most definitely gotten better on the east wall. There's quite a few redfish, but they are very, very scattered out. Shrimp seems to be working best on them. Just throwing a shrimp out there and let it sit.
Yeah, it's weird how that east side is all about letting that bait set. If you're moving it around on the east side, you're just not going to find many fish. Whereas if you get into Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, and all that, you are moving the baits. Yeah. And you get down south, anywhere else but the east side, moving the bait is actually beneficial. But when you get on that east side, stop. Mm-hmm. Just leave it alone. When you can't stand it, you've got to do something. Move it about 6 inches and let it stop again. But don't bounce it. Don't make it work, because it's not going to be your benefit. What's going on in Alligator Creek?
Just some jacks. And then if you go up into Burnt Store Isles, that's where the majority of the fishing reports are coming from. A lot of snook in there. Some big black drum. The juvenile tarpon have definitely started to show themselves a lot more lately, rolling around, especially way back in there by the condos that are kind of by Walgreens area. You know, that whole stretch along there has been pretty good. Other than that, not a whole lot.
Anything, Carl?
I don't know what to call them, but the
hybrid redfish. Yeah. we're going to call them...
Theorizing.
Okay, but you got... How would you say black and wreck? The wreck redfish, because they're red and black. They're not black drum, they're not red drum, they're a crossbreed. They're bright colors. They swim close to the surface. They don't want to eat any baits. And the only thing we can think of that these fish are is redfish and black drum are genetically close enough to spawn. And we think there's been an accidental cross match because they don't, they have the fins of a black drum and not the big shape of a black drum. They're more like a redfish, but they're definitely not a redfish. So we think they're a cross mismatch. So they're a wreck fish.
There's quite a few of them up there. And then what's that marina when you're going up Alligator Creek?
I think it was Alligator
Gator Creek.
Gator Creek, yeah.
Is that... No.
Are you talking about Riviera?
The big boat yard.
Oh, Riviera.
Riviera.
Yeah. There's some big snook in there. All around the outside edge of it and at the mouth of it. There's some large snook.
Yeah.
Ladyfish have been working very well on them.
Yeah. Before Barry's dad died, when Barry's dad had it, that was an awesome place to go. There was a little bar there. You go sit at the bar, you buy some shrimp, and you throw them out in the water, watch all these snook hit and everything. It was awesome. But that's two lifetimes ago, you know.
Oh, they still hang out.
Oh, there's still a lot of snook there, but it's not a place I would go to hang out. I would go fish by boat, but I wouldn't. No, I'm not going there on land. All right, Ponce de Leon Park.
I heard they eat small kittens there.
Yeah, Ponce de Leon Park. Okay. Okay, Ponce de Leon Park.
Nothing. It's been really, really slow there. I've talked to several people today and yesterday.
Girl? No. Okay.
Ever since they did that dredging, it's kind of shut that down.
All right. PGI Canals. What do we got there?
A lot of snook at night. All the lights are loaded with some serious snook. Assorted sizes. And then the guys that are trolling through the canal systems, picking up some really big jacks, the occasional snook. Had one guy catch a 30-inch redfish trolling through there the other day.
Yep.
He was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, there's been some scattered redfish, big ones.
A lot of juvenile tarpon scattered throughout the whole area. And then the mouths of the canals, if you're lucky as Barry, he got a nice little sandbar the other night off of his dock.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's been a couple oddball things going on over there.
You know, Colony, Bass Inlet, those two canals have been doing very, very well on the snook and the black drum lately.
All right.
There's been some good fish running around there.
We're going to bypass Gilcrest Pier, go right out to the reef.
Still a lot of sheep's head.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. You know, they are starting to thin out a little bit, but they're still catching some fairly good quality ones. Occasional mangrove snapper, a couple Spanish mackerel were caught this week. Lots of that bait, that small glass minnows and small thread fins moved out there on it, so I think we'll start to see some better Spanish mackerel on it.
Okay, but all in all, I would say the fishing's actually been getting really good around the harbor. I think this is absolutely the time to get out and go fishing. I can't imagine anything. Very quickly, we only got a minute. Deep holes in the harbor.
Catfish and bait.
Yep.
A few Spanish mackerel, nothing to write home about.
All right.
You know, it's going to get better over the next week or two with all this bait moving in the water temperature, so don't bypass it without at least trolling a lure through it and see what happens.
All right. Captain Carl, tell everybody your telephone number.
941-565-7325.
565-7325. You know, you can always go back on the podcast and check it again, or on the radio station you're listening to, or call Fish and Franks. Fishandfranks.com for the full written reports. And we've got more to go. We're out of time here, but
don't forget tent sale.
Tent sale March 24th. This is going to be awesome. More vendors, I mean, like 50 manufacturers there, and they're actually people from the tackle company. The reps are there, there's pro staff there, but there's somebody in the booth, the VP of Finor is there, Mark Nichols, one of my favorite people in the world, Patrick Sabeel, I talked to him today, he's coming. We got Tim from Reaper Rods, we got Eric Botnick, the owner of Mirror Lures, we got so many people coming, it's literally unbelievable show. And any last word, Robert?
No, just get out there and, like you were saying earlier, take advantage of the beautiful weather and the phenomenal fishing as it's building.
Okay, well, Fish and Frank here in the chair, Robert in the chair across me, Captain Carl in the guest spot. And thanks for listening. And this has been the Area Fishing Report. And I guess you know that we go all the way around the entire area from the harbor up to Venice down to Sanibel. And we're going to try and expand that out for you folks. So thanks for listening. And we will catch you on the next Area Fishing Report next week. Bye.
Up this morning before the sun, grab my gear to get some fishing done. Jump in my pickup, give her a crank, I gotta talk with Fishin' Frank. Fishin' Frank is the guy who'll know where the redfish and the tarpon go. From your boat or from the bank, the man to see is Fishin' Frank. 'Cause he's got the tackle and the know-how too, and more than willing to share with you. The guys with the most fish in their tanks have surely been to Fishin' Frank's. You gotta go to Fishin' Frank's. The one who knows is Fishin' Frank.
First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish. Now after that, that's all she wanted to do. That was okay, 'cause I did too. She always wants to go down by the dam, and I love how she looks with that rod in her hand. If they ain't biting, she don't give up. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked, and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish. Pink bobbers. The first time I saw her, I knew I was in love. 'Cause I found a girl who loves to fish. I love to see her line there on the bank beneath the full moonlight. Man, I can't even believe my luck. I found a girl who loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked, and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish. Yeah, I know she's